The political tension in Regina is rising as we run up to the local plebiscite on the financing of a new wastewater treatment plant. The project is one of Regina's first P3s, or public-private partnerships, and it's a flashpoint for the right and the left. Many see the Regina campaign as the prelude to something much larger, a national fight by the largest public sector union to stop what it's calling the privatization of local services. Obviously, the union's members earn their livelihood in the public sector, so if they can stop the Regina project, they can take that experience to other jurisdictions. So this is big stuff, much more about philosophy and political clout than how sewage is treated. And both sides have ponied up plenty of cash. The city of Regina has an extensive ad campaign to push its position, while clearly the grassroots Regina Water Watch, the primary opponent of the P3 idea, is getting considerable financial backing as well, being able to hire a national TV figure to star in its radio and television commercials. I'm Paul Martin.